Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us on the line right now is KT McFarland, National Security Advisor over at Fox News, good friend of this program. Good morning to you, KT.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, we got so much to talk to you about. First of all, just your general sense about how the Democrats have been unwilling to discuss anything having to do with ISIS, it seems, on this stage. I mean, it is the great national security concern we have in this country right now and in this world, and we're hardly hearing any mention of it here.
I think it's willful blindness and ignoring the problems that Europe has that Europe may never be able to solve, and a failure to understand that the problems come next to us. And in fact, you know, I look at Europe and say for 25 years they've had policies of open borders, multiculturalism, and they've gutted their intelligence, police, and security forces. So this is what they have now. Terror attacks every day, beheadings of priests in France. British church is now on alert that they're next. And yet the Democrats are really talking about all the same things that got Europe into so much trouble. Open borders, multiculturalism, you know, gutting intelligence and defense. And we have the vivid example in front of our faces of what happens when you go down that path. And yet they're happily, gleefully going down that path.
And can I just say, you know, one thing we did hear last night when it came to foreign policy was that the concern that they have about climate change. Here's Bill Clinton, because it's cut four, Mike McKay. Bill Clinton talking last night about what Hillary did when she became the person in charge of our foreign policy.
She put climate change at the center of our foreign policy. She negotiated the first agreement ever, where China and India officially committed to reduce their emissions.
Yeah, climate change, the center of our foreign policy.
Well, it shows you why we're in so much trouble, doesn't it? Because of the problems that we've ignored. Climate change is a get-out-of-jail-free card because it doesn't really require you to do anything. It doesn't require you to use leverage against allies. It requires you to make a couple of speeches. And that's the direction they've gone in. But I must say, watching Bill Clinton last night, all I could think of was what a lost opportunity. He was handed a nation at peace and in prosperity because of the predecessors to his administration. And what did he do with that? That should have been the time. We didn't have any major foreign policy allies. I mean, adversaries. We didn't have any real enemies. We had great prosperity. We should have used that time to solve education, to solve immigration, to solve a whole range of things, but he kicked those cans down the road, and instead he kind of squandered that great opportunity. Now, we're not going to have that opportunity again anytime soon. So to me, it was, you know, I know everybody loves him, and he makes a great speech, and he's got a terrific voice, and what a great life story, but it was all about him, and it was all about her, and it was very little about America.
KT McFarland, I'd love to talk to you about this conversation that's taking place about the possible involvement of Russia and Vladimir Putin in affecting our presidential election. This WikiLeaks dump of these 20,000 emails that were incredibly embarrassing to the Democratic National Committee. It was enough to make Debbie Wasserman Schultz lose her job, even though she got a brand new job on the Clinton campaign. It really caused some problems here. But the Democrats, they keep not wanting to talk about the contents of the emails. They keep saying, well, this is all Vladimir Putin's doing, trying to help Donald Trump. First of all, based on your understanding, is there any actual proof of that? And if it is true, What is this? This sounds like something we should be very concerned about.
Well, I think three things. One, they were caught red-handed, so of course they're going to try to deflect attention, and they're even coming up with these sort of weird theories that Donald Trump is a Manchurian candidate. He's a Russian agent.
Right.
Come on, give me a break. Secondly, though, if it is Russia mucking around in our political environment, then my guess is they'll also try to muck around with Donald Trump as he runs. If they're hacking in and getting everybody's emails and releasing them at opportune moments, they're not going to stop. But what it does say is how stupid of them, because who's going to be the rollover president with Russia? It's going to be Hillary Clinton. It's going to be the reset girl herself.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to negotiate from a position of leverage and strength. She's just going to say, whatever you want, come on in.
Isn't she the one who handed over our uranium reserves to the Russians in exchange for big donations to the Clinton Foundation? And by the way, talk about foreign involvement. Didn't the Clinton Foundation take hundreds of millions of dollars from Saudis and other governments that oppress women and gays? I mean, they're really going to say that Donald Trump is influenced by foreign powers?
Yeah, I just think it. And the Clinton Foundation, to me, is just the example of the Clintons together. It's just they're rapacious. Surge for power, even to the extent of selling off the United States assets to foreign governments so that they can get money in their coffers to continue their game. But finally, I would say the leverage we have, if it is the Russians, and I don't think there are a lot of evidence that maybe it was somebody else planting a false flag, because it's pretty haphazard and ham-handed if it was the Russians. But the ultimate power we have over Russia, Iran, China, North Korea, our adversaries, all of whom have closed systems. They don't let their people access the Internet. In fact, they're cutting down access to the Internet. We'll just tear down their cyber walls and then stand back and let their own people deal with their leadership.
All right. But I want you to talk more about this thing. I mean, on one hand, you have the suggestion that, oh, it's the Russians and they're trying to help Donald Trump. But on the other hand, I don't understand why that would be a motivation for the Russians, because, I mean, they had their way with Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. She thinks that managing the Russians is pushing a big red reset button. That's what she thinks foreign policy with the Russians is all about. Seems like that's what you would want if you were the Russians.
Exactly. You know, Putin's just been playing Obama like a little cat plays a mouse. So she'll be a bigger mouse.
All right, KT, we got to leave it there. It's always good to have you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, KT.
It'll be so fun to talk to you next time when these conventions are over, right?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.